The city of Frankfurt has a strong claim on the title of center of the book publishing universe. In the 15th century, Johannes Gutenberg developed movable type in the printing press at his studio in Frankfurt. In our own time, book authors and publishers, as well as their partners in technology and licensing, gather every fall there for the Frankfurt Book Fair. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. My name is Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. For 2013, the vast halls of the Frankfurt Book Fair will reverberate with debate about devices and arguments on the merits of business models. On Thursday, October 10th, Robert Kiley of the Wellcome Trust, along with leading publishers and analysts, will examine the open access challenge at a special Frankfurt Book Fair panel discussion presented by Copyright Clearance Center. Joining me with more background on that program and much more about CCC's role at the fair are my CCC colleagues, Bill O'Brien, Director of Business Development. Welcome, Bill.
Hello, Chris. Thank you for having me.
And we're delighted to see you, as well also Susan Kesner, Director of Strategic Accounts. Sue, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Chris. Thanks.
And we've done this in the past. Almost every year we sort of step in and tell people about what's happening at Frankfurt Book Fair from Copyright Clearance Center's perspective. And Bill O'Brien, this panel discussion, which takes place on Thursday, October 10th, right and early in the morning at 9 o'clock in the Professional and Scientific Information Hotspot, Hall 4.2, is going to take a look at what we're calling the force remaking scholarly publishing. And to hear about that, we're going to listen to Robert Kiley from the Wellcome Trust. And the Wellcome Trust, based in the UK, is one of the largest funders of research there. And they are really driving the whole open access movement. And it's got publishers following quickly behind.
Well, Chris, you're right. As Director of Business Development here at CCC, it's important for me to understand the landscape driving some of these new business models, particularly in the open access landscape. And one person I've had the pleasure to meet and understand these needs is Robert Kiley of the Wellcome Trust. And I'm delighted that Robert can join Chris and other industry experts on the panel at Frankfurt this year.
Right. Well, as we should tell people, we've got on that very same panel Ellen Collins of the Research Information Network, Robert Johnson of Research Consulting, and most recently with the University of Nottingham, and from the U.S., Karen Hawkins of IEEE, a publisher of many of the world's leading journals on technology and technical knowledge. And I know Robert Kiley's message is that OA is here and it's here to stay. We're going to hear from Ellen Collins, a kind of update for the Research Information Network's report that looked at the role of intermediaries. And in all of that, I think what people are looking at is something Karen Hawkins is going to address, which is the growing central place of authors in this process and the customer service that authors are going to be expecting from publishers as they pay their articles or pay for their articles.
Well, you're right, Chris. The open access and author pays model has been around for a long time, but it's really in the last 2 years that different events have created a change in the landscape, and it's mandates from the funders and from various governments around the world. So it's important for organizations like CCC to keep a finger on the pulse of these changes and to provide products and services that address the needs of these different stakeholders, be they publishers, authors, institutions, or the funders themselves.
Right. And I know you've been going to Frankfurt Book Fair for a number of years, so you've got a really good idea about all of this. And you've got a schedule full of appointments. Anybody who goes to Frankfurt, that's what they have to do. They have to fill up their calendar with appointments. And the people are coming to you to talk about business, but also to talk about the industry at large. This is a place where the whole world gathers to be able to engage in debate and discussion. It's a pretty lively place, I imagine.
That is so true. It's unique in that aspect, in that so many people come together at a great venue to talk about the issues of the day and the challenges of tomorrow. So it's a great chance for publishers and authors and vendors and technologists and strategists to get together over a few short days in one location and discuss all the things that are important to our industry and take that information back, put it to practice, and plan our next steps.
Right. And you know, the Frankfurt Book Fair, it will always be a book fair, but it's about so much more than books these days, I understand. First of all, there are digital books and lots of digital products related to those books, but it goes beyond the books themselves into a whole spectrum of media.
Well, it does. It's all about all the moving parts that make up the content industry. So you're right. In the past, it was a publisher and book show. But these days, there are so many supporting characters and technology and vendors and emerging business models that Frankfurt Book Fair affords everyone the best opportunity to put all these great ideas and thinking together for the benefit of the future of our industry.
Right. Well, Sue Kestner, I want to bring you in because let's take a step back and look at the fair at large. There's a lot going on, a lot more than just that panel discussion on open access or even just about open access itself. And so let's do some highlighting of some other appearances by Copyright Clearance Center colleagues. Can you tell us about what's happening on Tuesday?
Sure. Well, we actually have two events on Tuesday that I want to talk about, Chris. The first one is taking place at 2 in the afternoon, 1400 hours. And Tracy Armstrong, who's the president and CEO of Copyright Clearance Center, is speaking at the International Rights Directors meeting on copyright news around the world.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess that's the point. As much as anything else, Frankfurt remains a rights fair. And give people an idea of what that really means. You've also attended a number of Frankfurt book fairs. So the central place of rights in all these discussions is really important.
It's really the place where rights are traded. And that literally is what happens. And as Bill said a moment ago, it's rights for all kinds of content, certainly print books, but now journals, electronic books, electronic media of all kinds, and even one hall devoted just to motion pictures. So that gives you a sense of the breadth of rights that are traded. And there's some history here. You alluded, and I think you mentioned Gutenberg in the beginning. But this Messe, where we meet in Frankfurt, is an historic ground in and of itself. It's the medieval fairgrounds in Frankfurt. So it's sort of hallowed grounds. It's not just 8 or 12 large concrete block buildings. It's a pretty special place.
Right, right, and full of tradition. But
right.
Tradition and change, and I think that's what's so intriguing about it. This is my first time to go to the Frankfurt Book Fair. I've heard a great deal, of course, from everybody here at CCC as well as colleagues in the industry. And it fills me with a sense of wonder and maybe just a little bit of dread.
Trepidation.
That's right. Yeah. Because it seems daunting. I mean, these are enormous halls full of the world. Book publishing executives.
Right. That's right. That's right. So, Chris, you probably have heard this, but the first thing you need to do is think about what shoes you're going to bring.
I have heard that.
Because when you plan your meetings at Frankfurt, you really plan them by the hall you're going to be in, if at all possible, or you find yourselves running late by 10 minutes in any direction, and hard to catch up after that.
Well, indeed. So tell us again about some other programs
Sure.
that CCC is involved in. On that same day, Tuesday, there's a new show that's been put together by the Frankfurt Academy called Contech, and our international colleague, Victoriano Calderon, is going to be speaking at that.
That's right, and I love the name of this presentation. He's speaking, by the way, at 16:40 or 4:40 p.m., and the title of his talk at Contech is Raising the Game in the Rights Data Supply Chain. So now we're talking about rights in terms of the data supply chain. I think that's sort of an interesting evolution of where we've come in this electronic world of trading rights. It's very different.
Right, it's fascinating. At one point, it would have been book titles. Then
that's
we might
right.
sort of start to chunk up that content into chapters and articles and so forth. And now we've dived into the data. That's
into
really
the
something
data.
Else.
That's right. So I think that's going to be a fascinating talk by
right.
Victoriano.
And indeed, another man who is very much a rights expert is going to be speaking to the Rights Express program.
That's right. And that happens on Wednesday, which is October 9th at 9:30 in the morning. Michael Healy, who's our Executive Director of International Relations and quite widely known in the world of publishing, especially book publishing, will be speaking at the Rights Express seminar on global trends in rights and licensing.
Right, and indeed, Michael told me just recently that this will be his 26th Frankfurt Book Fair. So there's somebody who has almost seen it all. He wasn't
That's
there
right.
for the medieval book fairs, but he has
yeah.
been there through a generation of
That's
change
right. That's right.
in the industry. So a lot has changed, but you've been to a couple of these things. Beyond the need for some good shoes and maybe some Tylenol later on,
right.
what has been consistent for you in your experience at Frankfurt?
Well, it's sort of there's a real buzz at the meeting. It's a time when you get to meet and renew acquaintances, really, with colleagues from all over the world. It's truly a global meeting. There are events that, of course, there are the meetings, and that's the most important part, but there are also a lot of social events, and they become equally important because that's where contacts are made. It's a kind of a mad dash speed dating meeting, but there's some consistency, and so that people like myself and Bill and Michael, who have been there for decades now, see the same people over and over again and do new business and trade war stories too,
right,
I'm afraid.
Right. And one of the things they do every year is to honor a special country.
That's right.
And this year it's a country that's rather close to your own heart.
Right. So this year it's going to be the country of Brazil. And as you know, we talked about this earlier, that was my own area of research and studies when I was in graduate school. So every year there's a guest of honor, and this year it's Brazil, which is in some ways not famous for its literature. I'd say they're probably more famous for soccer and for football.
And music,
and
of
certainly
course.
For music. And the lines cross there, as they do with politics in this country. So I'm pleased those that attend the book fair will be exposed to some of the classics, which are maybe not widely known, Machado de Assis and Guimarães Rosa, Jorge Amado, who became famous because of some movies that his books were made into in later years, and then bestseller authors like Paulo Coelho, who also, I think, is a lyricist and a musician himself.
Well, fascinating. We look forward to that. And thank you very much indeed, Sue Kessner, who is the Director of Strategic Accounts at Copyright Clearance Center. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Bill O'Brien, my colleague and Business Development Director there. Bill O'Brien, nice to see you.
Thank you. You too, Chris.
We'll tell people again that our open access panel discussion, The Force Remaking Scholarly Publishing, takes place on Thursday, October 10th at 9 o'clock in the Hall 4.2 Professional and Scientific Information Hotspot. It features Robert Kiley of the Wellcome Trust, Ellen Collins from the Research Information Network, Rob Johnson of Research Consulting, and Karen Hawkins of IEEE, publisher of many of the world's leading journals on technology and technical knowledge. You're welcome to join us at Copyright Clearance Center's booth in Hall 4.2, stand E23. If you go online to copyright.com, you can book a meeting there and get much more information about CCC and all the things we'll be doing at Copyright Clearance Center. I look forward to seeing you and my colleagues there. Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. You can follow us on Twitter, find Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at the Copyright Clearance Center website, copyright.com. Just click on Beyond the Book. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.